Both the state and federal governments have shut down the trapping season for marten on Kiu Island indefinitely. Studies conducted over the last 2 years indicate that the marten population on Kiu is now among the lowest in southeast Alaska. Biologists are concerned that trapping pressure combined with natural mortality could lead to even greater declines. KCAW's Robert Woolsey reports.
The Alaska Department of Fish and Game closed the state trapping season on Kiu on November 30th. The Federal Subsistence Board announced its closure on December 11th. Marten are naturally occurring in southeast Alaska, though the animals were transplanted to the larger islands of the outer coast, Prince of Wales, Baranof, and Chichikov, in the 1930s. Kiu Island, just southeast of Baranof Island, between Sitka and Cake, probably never had a large marten population. But surveys conducted on the island this fall produced only one marten per 100 trap nights. Rod Flynn is an ADF&G research biologist in Juneau. He attributes the marten decline in part to the decline of its preferred food, the vole, which he says is almost unmeasurable on Kiu.
Numbers fluctuate quite widely. That's a general characteristic of voles across their, entire species, across their entire range. We really have a very poor understanding of the population dynamics and habitat requirements of species like that. There's been very little work done.
A fallback food for the marten is carrion, or winter-killed deer, but deer numbers are down on Kiu as well. For an animal that can store only 5% of its body weight as fat and must keep moving and hunting to survive, it's not a pretty picture. Flynn says the disruption in the vole population is also forcing competitors of the marten to turn to it as prey.
Beyond eagles, there's also goshawks. There's a few other medium to larger sized raptors that have been known to prey on marten if they can catch them. Otherwise, that's one advantage that they do have here. There's not many other small carnivore predators that would cause them problems like they do in other areas like foxes and coyotes. Coyotes in particular can have a significant impact on marten populations and often keep them restricted to forested areas.
Flynn says that trappers have also reported finding animals in their traps that appeared to be killed and eaten by other marten, a further indication that the species' normal food supply is in trouble. On July 1st of this year, the State Board of Game took action to close marten trapping in Unit 3 on Kiu Island beginning next season. This November's closure came in the form of an emergency order. Area management biologist Rich Lowell in Petersburg says it will take further action by the Board of Game to reopen marten trapping on Kiu, if at all. Rod Flynn spent 9 years studying marten for the department on Chichikov Island before turning his attention to the Kiu marten, along with a university researcher, for about the last 5 years. Genetics are a major component of biological research nowadays. Flynn says the Kiu and Admiralty Island marten are distinct and more closely related to the southern form of the species found in the northern Rockies. Flynn says the discovery threw more weight behind the decision to close trapping.
Relatively restricted distribution of a unique genotype.
The Department of Fish and Game seals every marten pelt captured by trappers. Flynn says it appears that the marten population is robust some places in southeast, especially on Baranof and Chichikov Islands, but generally lower in the neighborhood of Kiu on Kuprinof and Prince of Wales Islands. The price for a marten pelt has ranged in recent years from the usual $30 to around $100 last year. Northern Kiu Island has an extensive logging road network. Many of the timber stands are identified for harvest under Phase 1 of the amended Tongass Land Management Plan. Flynn says marten clearly favor old-growth habitat, primarily for the protection of the canopy. Although there is no established link between logging practices and the decline of the marten on Kiu Island, Flynn says it would be a fertile area of study. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.